Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I want to thank you for taking your time to join us. And I'm here tonight with Tom Palladino. And the more I've learned about what he does, which we'll get into this evening, the more impressed I am that he really has made enormous breakthroughs on a way that's natural for us to improve health, increase consciousness, and, well, we'll find out more directly from Tom. Tom, welcome.
Thank you
for joining us here.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
Well, shall we just dive in? I know that there is so much content tonight. But, you know, first, if our listeners don't know you, I know you haven't been on You Awakening before. I sense that this has been a long-time mission and passion for you. Can you tell me how it all began?
Sure, by all means. As a youngster, I was interested in the work of the scientist Nikola Tesla. And Tesla was, in my estimation, one of the greatest scientists of all time. Tesla laid the groundwork for what is considered scalar energy research. Scalar energy is known as chi, prana, ether, zero-point energy. It's a different energy. It's not that of the electromagnetic spectrum. And as a youngster, I started to read and study what Nikola Tesla had done, and I made it a point that somehow in my life I would carry on with the work of Nikola Tesla and follow up and indeed try to advance this science, scalar energy research. Again, there's two energies in the universe, and what I loved about Tesla is that he, first of all, understood that there was another energy that we were not necessarily cognizant of. And Tesla developed instruments to harness this energy. And with that, he had prodigious results. He had incredible results. Well, following in Nikola Tesla's footsteps, I too am having incredible results with this unique energy, this incredible energy, scalar energy. So it really started with my desire to continue on with the research of Tesla and in many ways to, if I could, advance it and improve it, what he had started a century ago.
Tesla's been a long-time hero of mine. It's amazing, amazing work. And I think the potential is just absolutely enormous, as you're proving to us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It should serve, once this energy is embraced by mankind, it should serve to change the course of history. I'm convinced of that. Scalar energy, the advent of scalar energy will have a greater impact than that of electricity. I'm convinced of that.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? I know a few moments ago you referenced electromagnetic energy and scalar energy. What is scalar energy, and what's the difference between the two?
Sure. I believe the sun of our solar system, the stars of the universe, are the points of origin of scalar energy. And frankly, I believe all energy begins as scalar energy. And then in many environments, especially this world, scalar energy will degrade into electricity and magnetism. Scalar energy is a double helix. It forms a configuration of a double helix. I believe it's perfect energy. And frankly, I believe mankind would be much better suited to working with scalar energy than that of electricity. So in a nutshell, scalar energy is the energy of the stars of the universe. And then in some environments, and this world sadly is one environment, scalar energy breaks down. It degrades into electricity and magnetism. I am not in favor, per se, of electricity and magnetism. I consider electricity to be an imperfect energy, far from the capability of that of the scalar energy spectrum.
Can you tell us, I'm still just taking that in a little bit. Can you tell us how you got involved with scalar energy? I know you chose to carry on Tesla's work, but specifically how you started to apply it to matters of health and consciousness?
Sure. I had the good fortune to meet with a woman by the name of Sarah Hieronymus, 1993. Sarah was the widow of an incredible scalar energy researcher and developer by the name of Galen Hieronymus. Well, in 1993, I could say that was a benchmark year for me, especially in my research, when I started to understand what Dr. Hieronymus, Galen Hieronymus, had achieved. I realized that, indeed, it is possible to harness this energy. Galen Hieronymus had developed scalar energy instruments, and in his lifetime, he was able to, in many ways, produce incredible results, as was Tesla, with scalar energy. Well, with that understanding and with essentially the education that I was afforded by being associated with Sarah Hieronymus, the widow, the wife of the great inventor Galen Hieronymus, I was able to start experimenting with Hieronymus scalar energy instruments. And I started to achieve incredible results as far back as 1993 with these scalar energy instruments. Since then, I have perfected what Galen Hieronymus had offered to the world. There was a time that actually Galen Hieronymus offered for sale scalar energy instruments. Sadly, to my understanding, very few people realized what he was offering, and very few people understood how to operate these instruments. It takes a good deal of training. It is quite subtle. Nonetheless, I was able to work with these Hieronymus instruments, and by experimenting with them, I was able to perfect the technique. I was able to increase the power of these scalar energy instruments, which is only falls into logical progression of scientific inquiry. We start somewhere, and then from there we understand and perfect the approach. I believe, have done that. I have perfected the approach that Galen Hieronymus had offered to mankind. Again, this is probably 50, 60 years ago when he was in his heyday. So with that good fortune, being able to work with Hieronymus scalar energy instruments, I achieved a seminal understanding, a basis for scalar energy research. And with that understanding, I was able to work with that initial instrumentation, able to understand how this energy works. It's entirely different. It's not electricity. And with that understanding, I am to the point today whereby I can easily control physical matter with scalar energy. I am able to control either physical matter to the point that I can either disassemble matter or assemble physical matter. And all of this is really from my training from these Hieronymus scalar energy instrument. It really started there as a springboard, if you will, of opportunity. Incredible what Galen Hieronymus achieved in his lifetime.
So talk to us a little bit about that, like in practical terms, so that we can understand, you know, if we don't have scientific backgrounds, how does the use of scalar energy help us? Like with physical kinds of issues, we're already getting questions from people in the audience listening to this call. You know, can scalar wave energy help with, you know, this issue or that physical issue? How does that work?
Sure. I offer to the general public the means to eradicate pathogens. I have discovered a technique whereby I can break apart, I can disassemble germs. Now, again, with a scalar energy instrument, I have fundamental control over physical matter. That's the essence of my research right now. I am able to take a virus or a bacterium or a fungus, and I am able with scalar energy to break apart those germs, those pathogens. Now, if I can do that, I can remove the cause of what? Pathogenic disease. This is so promising. So I can,
that's
and I
amazing.
Have been doing this. I have been doing this rather routinely. I am able to break apart, to disassemble the hepatitis virus. I am able to disassemble Streptococcus. I'm able to disassemble various molds and fungi. If you can remove the cause of disease, you no longer have the symptoms of
the
infection.
The disease disappears, yeah.
Exactly. It's cause and effect. And this is what scalar energy allows us to do. We have control, we have mastery, if you will, over physical matter. So with my scalar energy instrument, I have mastery over this domain, over the, if you will, the pathogenic kingdom. I can control pathogens, and in so doing, eradicate them and eliminate disease, alleviate a great deal of suffering.
Okay, now I know you work with pictures. That I have not quite been able to wrap my mind around that. Can you tell us how that works?
Sure. Scalar energy is different. It's not electricity. Hence the properties, the characteristics, if you will, are different between the two energies. Now, scalar energy works with a force field and an information field. The entire universe is one gigantic information field. Some people call that a hologram. When I treat people with scalar energy, all I need is their photograph. A photograph of a person allows me access to that information field. A photograph is part of the hologram. So what I'm saying is this. People will email a photograph of themselves. I simply take that photograph and place it inside my scalar energy instrument. My instrument will pick up that energy, that information on the photograph, and then send scalar energy to that person. Now, this concept, again, could be considered a holographic universe, or the universe is a matrix. The universe is interconnected. Once you enter into this dimension, into this hologram, into this information field, energy, and hence any type of information is freely passed. Now, to give you an analogy, people can routinely speak to one another by way of a cell phone, or a radio or a television can pick up what a satellite communication. There doesn't have to be a physical connection. Well, that's true with the electromagnetic spectrum. Well, I can likewise communicate with people without any physical wire, any physical connection. And instead of using a cell phone or a radio or a TV, I use a photograph. A photograph is is another form, if you will, of a receptor, of a receiver. I can treat people by way of their photograph. That's the beauty of scalar energy. Per se, you don't need a grid system. It's the information that surrounds us that is already the information system, the grid, if you will. So I routinely treat people around the world, and I do so exclusively by way of their photograph.
What would you say your rate of success is? Do you get feedback from people? Do you track the results?
Yes. Recently, we've had a number of people who have reported that they have been tested for both the herpes virus and the hepatitis virus, and that their viral load after these tests, after I have treated them with scalar energy, people are reporting that they no longer have any detectable amount, any viral load of the hepatitis virus or the herpes virus. I believe we're there, frankly. I believe we have now the capability to break apart, to disassemble viruses with scalar energy. And the test, these viral load tests, or they're known as polymerase chain reaction tests, are substantiating that people who once had viral infection, after they're treated with scalar energy, we're seeing an absence of the genetic material. We're seeing an absence of the pathogen. Hence, I do believe that scalar energy, the treatments that I'm working with, are indeed disassembling, eradicating viruses, and as such, we're able to eliminate this disease.
And that works with any type of virus or bacteria or fungus?
I have the ability presently to eradicate over 800 species of viruses. I've developed that technique. So per se viruses such as hepatitis, the HIV virus, herpes virus, cytomegalovirus. Over 800 species of viruses I am able to disassemble to break apart with scalar energy. It's incredible. All the common viruses, frankly, that are known to cause infection, Epstein-Barr virus, etc., I have that ability now to break apart, to disassemble those viruses.
And what about something like, you know, I'm thinking about addictions, like sugar and diabetes or alcoholism or drugs. Can it be beneficial for that?
Sure, sure. I have discovered that scalar energy has the ability also to correct, to balance the chakras. Well, with that statement, I have found that many people that I treat with scalar energy almost coincidentally will serve to help people with addictions, with phobias, with emotional problems such as depression or anxiety. This is, again, an emerging field. My experience is that, yes, many people are helped who have some type of emotional condition, all by virtue of the fact that scalar energy is self-correcting, if you will. I firmly believe that scalar energy is a direct manifestation from God, and as such, once you are in this scalar energy force field, you will see corrections of, if you will, many phobias, mental conditions, etc., even sleep disorders have, in many cases, been corrected by scalar energy, by virtue of the fact that scalar energy can indeed balance, correct the seven chakras of the human body.
You know, and that's the way that I learned healing. So that's really the basis of the body. If the chakras are all working correctly, you know, at the maximum, then your body is fully balanced. It is bringing in the energy for health.
Exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Precisely. So promising. It really is. It's just, I'm so happy with the results. I've been doing this, obviously, for at least experimenting with scalar energy going on 25 years now. And with the recent results that I have seen, Jacqueline, over the past few months, and the fact that people are really starting to respond favorably to these treatments, and that I could, again, substantiate that through diagnostic testing, we see that viruses, bacteria, etc., that once were present in the human body are eradicated. That these pathogens that once had a significant impact on human health are now indeed undetectable. Hence, I would conclude that the scalar energy treatments that I'm offering are indeed removing or eradicating these germs. This opens the door to be able to cure pathogenic disease. If we can control a pathogen, break it apart, disassemble it, then that opens the door to be able to cure pathogenic disease. There's thousands of diseases caused by pathogens.
So when you use the word eradicate, and I don't mean to put you on the spot,
mm-hmm.
but when you say eradicate, I get the sense that you're talking cured. That
yes.
It's present, now it's not. So if someone worked with your system for a month, for example, it's really quite possible that a number of issues could be cleared permanently.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct. That's precisely
wow.
what I'm saying. Now, let me
Who needs Obamacare?
let me expand upon that. When you're working with energy, it's fundamental. It's key to our understanding that the universe behaves in a certain way. If scalar energy, as I do contend, can control matter, can assemble or disassemble matter, if I am working with a fundamental energy, then I have fundamental control over matter. Now, it's my contention that I can indeed break apart, disassemble a germ. And in so doing, that germ will transmute, it will break apart into a different molecular and atomic structure. I am saying that scalar energy allows me to transmute a pathogen. And in so doing, that pathogen ceases to exist. My theory, my contention is I can take a pathogen and break it down into its constituent parts, such as carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, oxygen, etc. So I'm taking a germ and I am transmuting it, breaking it down into elements. Well, frankly, if I can do that, and I believe I can, the germ, the pathogen, no longer exists. I've eradicated it. The pathogen no longer exists. I've changed its molecular structure. The pathogen now is a series of elements, such as, again, carbon, iron, oxygen, phosphorus, sulfur. This is the beauty of what I'm doing. There is, per se, no negative side effect because I'm working at the quantum level. I'm able to control a pathogen, break it apart, the pathogen ceases to exist, and what's left are the constituents, components, the elements that once comprised that pathogen. It has indeed been eradicated.
I've got a kind of a question forming here. Do people ever experience like healing crises because it happens so quickly? Or is there an intelligence that the most important things are handled first and there's some grace and ease in the process?
I don't experience what I would consider any die-off or any negative side effect on account of the fact that I'm working with light and it behaves differently. It's not a chemical reaction. I'm not working with chemicals. I'm working with light. And in so doing, the reactions that I'm getting are quite different from that of chemicals or pharmaceutical products. When you're working with light and you're able to transmute, to break apart what was once a pathogen into something that's benign, such as elements, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, there is no adverse negative side effect. If you're taking something that's harmful and you're reducing it into something that is not harmful but instead could be beneficial, such as, again, elements of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, iron, that you avoid, you simply obviate what would be a typical die-off reaction, a Herxheimer reaction, that you would experience with most types of drugs or, again, pharmaceutical products. This is a light process. It's quite sublime. It is, in my case, what I've observed, painless. It does not cause harm. We're working with light, and it's quite different from that of any chemical reaction.
I understand. You know, many of the people in our audience are people who've really committed to the spiritual awakening process. And many have been on this path for years, and I just wonder, I'm thinking now about the whole idea of processing, that light brings up, you know, that which we've held, and sometimes that's emotional. You know, sometimes, you know, if you're open to reincarnation, it's through lifetimes or it's through the genetic line. Can you address that issue? Is it necessary to go through those, you know, deprocessing in order to release something, or is it simpler?
I think everybody is on their own, their personal journey, and I respect that. Some people might feel that it's cathartic, that it seems to release something from their past. Many people approach me and said, "Will scalar energy in some way correct a phobia that I have?" Or will scalar energy in some way correct some type of fear or some type of foreboding that I have from the past? In some cases, it has. In other words, scalar energy has served to correct people's emotional states. People perhaps, some people call it baggage. Some people call it ancestral disharmony, etc. I can't change the past, but I can say this. Scalar energy seems to be self-correcting, and it has, for some people that I've treated, it has corrected their phobias. it has served to allow people to accept what happened in the past and then to move on, to make progress forward. I have had some people tell me that scalar energy has improved their sleep quite significantly. Some people have shared with me that scalar energy has reversed their depression. Some people have said that they had procrastination all their lives, and that scalar energy seems to give them greater purpose in life so that they do not procrastinate, so that they're essentially happier or they have a sense of direction. All of this I would attribute to the fact that I'm working with this divine energy. It's not necessarily my ability as an operator to work with this energy. To the contrary, I consider scalar energy a direct manifestation from God. It does not behave like electricity. Hence, when I treat people with this divine energy, it has, again, this self-correcting character about it. It will correct our psyche. It will correct our emotions. That's the great promise that I see. And as my research continues and as I increase the energy, the output of these instruments, I believe that we will be able to reach into the psyche even more and be able to correct even a greater array of psychological disorders, of emotional conditions. I'm firmly convinced that if we can work with high-powered scalar energy instruments, we will be able to overcome or at least significantly address many emotional conditions that were hitherto, we didn't have the ability to address those, as I believe we will in the future by way of scalar energy.
You know, I'm just tuning into some of the questions now from the audience. You know, actually what I'm gathering from what you're saying is that this system is really holistic. It takes into account mind, body, emotions, and spirit.
Yes. Yes. And you're absolutely right. I'll go through the entire gamut, if I may. I believe the human soul is composed of scalar energy. I believe our thoughts, when we think, it's a transmission of scalar energy. I believe our emotions are likewise a transmission and manifestation of scalar energy. And last, I believe the physical universe is held together by scalar energy. So what am I saying? The intelligence of the universe is a transmission of scalar energy. Scalar energy is responsible for spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical activity. There has to be a cause and effect, Jacqueline, with everything. Scalar energy is the animating principle behind all spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical activity. Scalar energy serves as the blueprints for the universe. That's what I have discovered. Scalar energy is the intelligence for everything. Before you do anything, you have to have intelligence. Well, God has constructed this universe, created this universe around that principle. Scalar energy serves as the instructions for the universe. That's the beauty of this.
It's just so powerful. It's kind of hard to take in, you know, the full ramifications of what you're talking about.
You're right. You're right. We could go back to statements that God is light. Well, what does that mean? What's the point there? Well, light is pure, and light is holy, and light is in no way compromised, if you will. Light is a first principle. It's a direct manifestation from God. Now, if that's true and accurate, then we're working with scalar light, and that scalar light is if you will, the direct essence, the direct expression from God. So scalar energy allows us access to the divinity. Scalar energy is the means by which we can have a direct interface with God.
Just truly, truly remarkable.
Yeah. This is what Nikola Tesla saw. Tesla was initially, he worked with electricity. He was an advocate of AC electricity, and in many ways, Tesla brought us the modern-day world. And midway through his career, Tesla essentially abandoned his research with electricity. The latter part of Nikola Tesla's life is really a mystery to many people. And in many ways, he became misunderstood by many people. I think part of that misunderstanding is the fact that Tesla was working with scalar energy and not electricity. Frankly, I don't think many people, even to this day, understood what he's doing. Tesla was no longer working with electricity. He was working with scalar energy, which, in my estimation, is far superior to that of electricity. It's different. It's not of the same ilk. It's not of the same fabric. It's quite different. And this is the great promise. Tesla knew that scalar energy would change the world. Ultimately, scalar energy will offer to mankind a relatively inexpensive energy. We will be able to reverse the energy crisis if we employ scalar energy. If we utilize scalar energy, it's essentially relatively inexpensive. It's an infinite source of energy. You never run out of it. The sun and the stars broadcast scalar energy on a continuous basis. Scalar energy will one day serve to replace coal, electricity, hydrothermal energy, solar, nuclear power. This is the great promise that we're looking at. Scalar energy will set mankind free.
I've just been taking that in and scanning some questions that have come in. Can I put forward a couple of the questions that our audience
Sure.
members are asking at this point?
Please.
Okay. Betty from Vancouver is asking, what about superbugs such as MRSA?
I've had good success with MRSA. Yes, I'm able to treat out MRSA. I have done so with a number of people. I've been able to treat out MRSA. Now, remember, regardless of what type of resistance a pathogen may have developed against any type of pharmaceutical product, I'm not working with drugs, with pharmaceutical products. I'm working with energy. And regardless of how strong a superbug is, a superbug is no match for fundamental energy. Light, scalar light, commands physical matter. Light is in the driver's seat, so to speak. Light is fundamental and will control any pathogen. Therefore, scalar light will allow us to have mastery over any bug, any superbug, any pathogen, on account of the fact that light holds together, assembles, and maintains a pathogen. What I do is I broadcast the reverse phase angle of a germ, a superbug, a virus, a bacterium. And a reverse phase angle serves as the information for that germ, that pathogen, to break apart. So regardless of what type of resistance any superbug may have developed against the pharmaceutical product, it is scalar energy that is in fundamental control of that pathogen. And scalar energy will command that pathogen as I see fit. This is the beauty of scalar energy.
Thank you. Thank you. That really helps. And I have a great question here. Unidentified. Why are you able to treat folks long distance, but not light up a light bulb yet long distance?
That's a good point. I can illuminate light bulbs in my laboratory at a close distance. I need greater power to light up light bulbs at a distance. I routinely can take a photograph, and close to my scalar energy instrument, I can illuminate a light bulb with this ambient, with this radiant energy that pervades my laboratory. Once I increase the energy, and I'm trying to do that this summer, that's part of my experimentation this summer. Once I increase the energy output of my instrument, I should be able to illuminate light bulbs at a distance. If I do that, I'll make a public announcement, and that, in my estimation, will be the beginning of the end of the energy crisis. I'm getting there. I'm getting close, people.
I just wanted to leave a moment there for us to all take what you just said in. Okay, Joyce from Chicago is asking, can scalar energy treat dementia?
Presently, my system has had marginal success with dementia. I hope in the future, as I power it up, I will be able to make significant inroads against dementia, Alzheimer's disease. I think that day is coming. I wouldn't say that I'm proficient at it today, though. No.
You know, and also, like with the powering up, it seems like you'll be treating masses as opposed to individuals. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or you would have
the
ability to.
Yes. Eventually, I'm going to have to treat people by group photographs. I can easily envision people assembling inside a football stadium or a baseball stadium, whereby I could photograph 5,000 people at a time, and I would be able to treat 5,000 people simultaneously by one photograph. These group photographs in the future will probably be the norm, as if I can indeed achieve these feats, I would certainly envision the days coming that I will be called upon to treat 500,000 people a day. Well, the only way I could do that would be with a great deal of coordination and essentially group photographs. I think that day's coming. We're not there yet, but I can envision that in the future.
And that's about the time you'll be winning the Nobel Prize for Peace.
God bless you. Whatever accolade mankind wants to bestow, I would accept that humbly. I owe this all to God. He's given me the wisdom to do this, as well as my predecessors. I certainly could not have done this without the teaching of Tesla and Hieronymus and a few other great scientific luminaries.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And here I have a practical question from Chris. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Christiane, I believe, from Quebec, mentions having a vision problem that professionals have not been able to detect the cause. And, it could be an optical nerve problem. It could be something else. And it's a scary situation because the person's slowly losing their eyesight. So the question is, do you think that a scalar energy treatment could be helpful in a case like that?
Maybe. Let me repeat that. Maybe. I have the ability presently to treat out over 12,000 species of pathogens. If the underlying cause, if the problem that you're experiencing is caused by some type of virus or fungus, and if I'm able to break apart to disassemble that virus or fungus, then let's hope that that would serve to stop this progression whereby you're losing your eyesight. If the underlying cause is something that is of a genetic character, I'm not able to correct the human genome yet. I think in the future, scalar energy should correct genetic dysfunction, genetic disorders. I'm not there yet. So I'm very cautious. I would say that in many ways I want to help you. I believe my ability to break apart germs, to disassemble germs, and secondly, my ability to assemble nutrients inside the body would help anybody. I frankly believe that what I have developed is a form of universal health care for all. But I cannot give you any promise because I can't diagnose. I don't know exactly what your problem is, nor does the medical community. I don't know the underlying cause, so I could only offer you this as some type of step in the right direction, if you will.
And thanks, Tom. I appreciate how you're handling a question like that with the clarity and the honesty.
Sure.
I'm just scanning over some questions right now. Jane writes in that she's actually been on your program for about a month now, and she's experiencing fatigue, and she's wondering if it's common, and she also wants to mention she's had a long history of candida and parasites, and that she started cleanses in the past, but usually gets sick within a week or so and has to stop. Now, with your program, which she's still on the program, it's been a month, but she's experiencing fatigue.
Okay. Some people, through their healing, through their recovery, will experience fatigue, some of them. Some people will experience a need to sleep more. I have experienced this with many people over the years. I wouldn't say that necessarily that's the norm, but after treating 70, 80, 100,000 people over the years, I have noticed that some people need more sleep when they're going through this healing process. Now, that phenomenon, that need for sleep, usually corrects itself after a month or two. If not, then I would say there's another problem, there's another deep-seated problem that I cannot diagnose, that I cannot ascertain why you're still fatigued. I can appreciate the fact that some people have had long-standing illness, infections, conditions, and the body takes time to recover. Everybody's different. I've seen some people recover in a matter of a month or two after I treat them. I have seen other responses that are protracted. Some people take 7, 8, 9 months to fully recover from an infection or from some type of condition. Again, I can't give you a general rule of thumb. There is no general rule of thumb. Everybody's different. So I will say this, as far as your fatigue is concerned, let's check that over the next month. If it continues, then perhaps my treatment modality is not what you need. Perhaps you need some other approach to your health, to your condition.
Thank you for that. So I think in summary, if it continues for a month to 2 months, it's probably part of the healing process. But if it goes beyond that, then there should be an evaluation if this is the right method or if there's something else.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. I always encourage people to consider what I'm doing. I work with people on a month-by-month basis. I would say the majority of people feel better after doing this for 1 month, after feeling the effects for perhaps 2 months. Can I say that this is a panacea for everybody? No, certainly not. It's not magic, people. This has its application. I would say, again, the greater majority of people that I work with do indeed show an improvement in their health. I will have to remind the audience that modern-day science has identified at least 35,000 diseases, conditions. Imagine that, 35,000 diseases, conditions that affect mankind. We've just hit the tip of the iceberg, people, if you will, as to what can go wrong with our minds, our psyche, and our body. So scalar energy offers to mankind a means to correct many of those diseases.
And Tom, we have a number of questions coming in asking if this system can be used in the treatment of cancer.
Right now, no. Candidly, no. I'm not there yet. I'll give people some hope, though. If you look at the DNA of our body, it's a double helix. It's two corkscrews, if you will, that intertwine with one another. Well, that's the exact configuration of a scalar wave. Scalar energy is a corkscrew. It's a double helix. So my contention is this. It is scalar energy that gives rise, it's scalar energy that assembles in the first place our DNA. Scalar energy, as I have mentioned previously, is an information system. It's divine intelligence. Scalar energy programs the DNA of each species. And when that programming is correct and accurate, there will be no cancer. So let me repeat that. scalar energy is the underlying cause of DNA. When scalar energy can download information into DNA, it's perfect. There is no cancer. There is no genetic disorder, dysfunction. My contention is in the future, as I continue to increase the energy of my scalar energy instrument, that strong scalar energy wave should be able to correct the DNA, should be able to correct any mutation. In the future, I would say that scalar energy will be able to correct, reverse many cancers. It should be able to correct the mutations. If you look at cancer, it's simply a mutation. It's either an addition, a deletion, or a substitution of a base pair. My contention is scalar energy will correct those mutations, addition, deletion, substitution. It will download the correct information in our DNA molecule so that we will no longer have this mutation. If we no longer have a mutation, we essentially cure cancer. Cancer is an informational disease. Our body has the wrong information. All you have to do is correct those base pairs. And in so doing, you will reverse cancer. I believe the cure for cancer will be by way of scalar energy in the future. I am not there today, people. That's one of my aspirations. That's one of my goals. I hope to be able to, in the near future, increase the energy of scalar energy treatments, and in so doing, start correcting those mutations.
Thank you, Tom. And, you know, on behalf of all of us, you know, bright blessings, great blessings to you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. That's so encouraging. I can't do without people. I need everybody's participation. I'm one man. There's no university working with me or agency or corporation. It's really going to boil down to be a grassroots effort. People are going to either say yes to this or no. I'm sure they're going to say yes. They see the great promise. And ultimately, it's the people who will bring this out. It's the people of the world who will demand scalar energy.
Absolutely. And we have a question from Andrea, and, you know, this could lead into a discussion of your special offer if you'd like. Our question is, how do we get access to scalar energy?
Sure. This is why Jacqueline and I have teamed up. Our association tonight is to present that to you. We have what we're offering are group packages, if you will. We have an offering for three people, a family of three, a family of five, or a family of seven people. And I'll let you expand upon that offering. What we're trying to do, we're trying to make this accessible.
And there's even a package for one person.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. We're trying to make this accessible, affordable, and easy. I'll handle the easy part, and you'll address the rest. How is this easy, people? All I need is an emailed photograph from you. That's all I need. All you have to do is upload your photograph. The photograph, I don't care what age the photograph is. Why? Scalar energy always works in the present moment. So you could send me your photograph that's 10, 15, 20 years old. It doesn't matter. I don't need a full body shot. All I need is a photograph of some part of your skin. It could be just a bust shot of your head, or it could be a full body shot. So what I need from you people is your photograph. Again, the age of the photograph does not matter. And then you let me treat you over the next 30 days. You don't have to change a thing. You continue on with a normal lifestyle. I do the work. You go about your daily routine. And I'll let you handle the rest.
I'm hoping that's a good choice. So just what we're saying in summary is Tom has equipment, and the way that he's able to help individuals is by the submission of a photograph, as he's just talked about. And the part that's perhaps a little more complicated or, you know, deserves a clear mention here is Tom has already talked about how scalar energy disassembles pathogens. So we've had quite extensive conversation about that. So in the package for a month, there's approximately 65 or a little more remote scalar sessions. So you're being treated for any pathogens in your body. And what we haven't talked about yet, which I think is just an amazing, amazing contribution here, and Tom, maybe you can speak to it, is he also does something he calls nutrient therapy. So, and that's a tremendous base. So I know we were just talking about cancer earlier, and I personally have a background in, you know, internationally in cancer healing. And one of the things I was mentioning to someone earlier today is I can do the energy work, but, you know, do certain things to lay in the foundation so that the healing actually holds. And so I think that this is really important. So Tom actually does 25 scalar energy nutrient therapy sessions that assembles vitamins, minerals, amino acids, phytochemicals, antioxidants, fatty acids, hormones, enzymes inside the cells that are essential for optimal health. So over 206 essential nutrients are delivered painlessly to assist the body to recover or to reach optimal health. And I think when we say body, we probably could say bodies, because I think we're really talking about the subtle bodies as well. We're speaking holistically. I'm quite convinced, but Tom knows much more than I do, so correct me if I'm wrong about this, that the scalar energy, just by definition, where it comes from, it's light. It works with us. It interacts with us. We are, in essence, giving our permission when we give our photograph and we sign up for this service. The light works with us holistically, mind, body, emotions, soul. And that leads us to, am I wrong about that, or am I overstating that, Tom?
That's perfect. Keep going.
Okay. Did give me the top job. The next part of it is chakra balancing, and we talked about that before too, that there are 20 scalar energy chakra alignment and balance sessions that balance and harmonize the 7 primary key chakras of the human body. And if you studied healing, you know that that's the basis of everything. You know, those chakras affect us on a physical level, and on an emotional level, a mental level, and a spiritual level. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess here. I doubt that scalar energy is confined to the primary 7.
That's correct.
There is an increasing awareness that more chakras are opening up and being used by human beings. The 7 are basically starting at the root of the spine and going through the top of the head, and that there are others over our head that help us to connect more spiritually and be more of the spirit that we're born to be. And I think that's going to be one of the developments. So this energy that's transmitted to you through your picture, if you do choose to take advantage of this offer, has the impact of balancing, harmonizing, reducing pain. Inflammation, in my view as a healer, if I can speak that way, is inflammation's big. It's a lot more pervasive than we think that it is. It's a root issue that can manifest in a number of different ways. And it can also help to reduce anxiety and stress. And we know that stress is a major component of disease and disharmony, and not just on the physical level, but in terms of our relationships, in terms of our worldview, our outlook about what's happening in our lives. So to have a balanced energy system, to have all of the chakras open and functioning optimally, there's also a synergistic effect because the chakras work together as a system. And so often our systems are partially open, closed down here. You don't have the flow. You don't have the grace working through your body, through your life as a whole. So that's big. Those are basically energy healing sessions. So it's a combination of three protocols. It's the scalar energy disassembling pathogens. It's the nutrient therapy assembling, adding in 206 essential nutrients. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I have to take all my supplements? there's the chakra balancing, and that really is a holistic treatment.
Yes,
and I want to mention something else. We talk about these session packages. We did it for an individual person, for three people, five or seven, at exceptionally reduced rates, averaging about 30 to 36% off the normal price. And prices are going up in the fall because all that research Tom talked about has got to be funded. I want to mention that if you have a beloved pet, the pets are very responsive. Maybe Tom, you can address this.
Sure. Sure. I frequently treat dogs, cats, birds, horses, pets. Animals respond very favorably, perhaps with greater alacrity than that of people. And I don't mean to be snide about this, but animals don't have our problems, our worries. Animals simply can respond quite quickly to scalar energy treatments. And I've seen dramatic results with, again, pets, dogs, and cats over the years. Again, what can I do for them? I could eradicate germs. Many of our pets have germs, pathogenic infection. This is common amongst our pets. I can indeed assemble nutrients in their body, and in some way a chakra balancing, every living organism has scalar energy in it. By providing a chakra balancing, even for pets, I've seen many people have told me that their pets are now more pacific, that the pet is much more tranquil, that indeed scalar energy has served to domesticate some animals, has served to calm many animals. I don't doubt that in the least bit. I've had good success with pets.
That's great to hear, and I think a lot of people will be interested in that. And let me ask you just one more question about this. We've set up the packages, and actually you said something very, very generous earlier today when we were talking. We've set these packages up for a month of treatment. Is a month enough for most people? How would you address that issue if someone was deciding a month, or should they extend to another month?
I leave that up to people. That's a great question. Most people that I treat, this is a general rule of thumb, by way of observation, most people that I treat for 1 month feel that they've made progress and they feel better. Invariably, I would say more than half of the people that I treat will sign up for a second or a third month, a follow-up, simply by virtue of the fact that they detect that it's working. And if it's working, they want to continue with it. So I would say that the majority of people, once again, will sign up for 2 or 3 months. They'll see an improvement in their health, and they'll consider it to be of value. They'll consider that these treatments are indeed of merit and that they do indeed serve to improve mental and physical health.
And let me just ask you, you know, most of our special offers are like downloadable products, something like this. But if anybody should come on to your program, signing up for a month, and then for whatever reason has any hesitation about going forward, will you stand with me on fully refunding that?
Sure, of course. Of course.
Okay.
By all means.
Okay.
I want people to be happy. Of course.
Okay. Honestly, I think what you're offering is phenomenal, and I'm not saying this from a sales standpoint, but I just want to mention that I think a lot of you know that I had pneumonia in in June, and that was about the time that Tom and I were talking, and he very generously offered to, he said, "You're coughing? We can't have that. Hosts can't cough in the air. Let me put you into the system." And I have to say that the coughing started to clear. I still have just a little bit, but there was a massive shift in terms of lungs clearing, getting my energy back, getting my focus and concentration back, and clearing up the coughing 95% or more. I did have some fatigue when I first started, but it passed through pretty quickly. And I also had some dreams, some very vivid dreams. And I'd wake up in the morning and I would think that I was reliving my past. It was so vivid and so clear. And some of these were minor things like political incidents and corporations, things like that, that I didn't realize, you know, when it was happening in the moment, it was just a bad day. You know, things happen. It's part of the environment. But I realized my system did carry some energy about that. You close down a little bit to protect yourself. And I felt like it was clearing through my system. So anyway, I don't know what to say beyond that. I do very much believe in what you're doing, Tom. I think it's magnificent service.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's continue on with this, people. The great prospect that Nikola Tesla saw, and I'm sure many of you are aware of Tesla and his incredible research, the role that Nikola Tesla envisioned, as well as other scientists like Hieronymus, that role is beckoning. We're getting close to this, people. Scalar energy will set us free. I'm convinced of that. Scalar energy in the economic sense will address fundamentally scarcity. Now, keep in mind my earlier comment. Scalar energy is ubiquitous. Scalar energy is a never-failing and infinite supply of energy. Well, there is not an infinite supply of coal or nuclear or hydrothermal energy. There is a infinite supply of scalar energy, and it's relatively inexpensive to harness. I am telling the world that this is the wave of the future, so to speak. Scalar energy is going to serve to change the course of history for the better.
So we're already seeing the possibilities for free energy, and with your focus, I really think it's health in the broadest sense. You know, in the holistic sense. And I'm just wondering out loud, could it help in a financial sense? I mean, obviously it would help saving resources such as, you know, coal, gas, you know, et cetera. But beyond that, could it help on a financial level?
Yes. This is how it's going to help everybody financially. It's going to improve our lifestyle. Scalar energy is going to allow us to achieve what we want to achieve. It will provide value to the marketplace, and it will do so at a reduced cost, at a significantly reduced cost. There will not be monopolies anymore. Those monopolies make a few people rich and powerful. Scalar energy is for everybody, and scalar energy is going to change this corrupt economic model that we see throughout the world. Again, scalar energy will allow us to fundamentally address scarcity. Read any book on economics. The primary consideration in any economic model is scarcity. There's only so much time. There's only so much money, capital, resources. I'm saying that scalar energy will free us of that encumbrance. There is no scarcity with scalar energy. Scalar energy is infinite. God produces scalar energy. God is infinite. He has an infinite production of scalar energy. Well, once you put that, factor that into any economic model, we have relatively inexpensive energy, an infinite supply of energy. This energy is clean. There is no footprint. There is no pollution. Imagine what this will do. It will make everybody enjoy, finally, the benefits, the resources of the world. Sadly, are in the control of I would say, a collection, an elite, if you will. Well, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's morally correct. Scalar energy will reverse that paradigm in which everybody will be able to enjoy the fruits of their work. Everybody will be able to prosper, not just the rich and powerful.
I think that's a good thought to end with. That there's so much hope, basically, on the horizon because of this energy. And I don't think we've begun to see all the applications.
No, we haven't. And it's just pray for this, people. Pray for this, the success of scalar energy research that I am conducting. There are other men and women out there who are promoting scalar energy. We are at the cusp here, if you will. We are getting very close to presenting this energy to mankind, and in so doing, it has such a wide spectrum of possibility. It's going to change the course of history for the better. So join us, please.
Yes, and Tom, thank you so much. This is a bit of an unusual show for us, and I just really appreciate what you're doing with energy and the tremendous impact and how specifically now you can help with so many health concerns, you know, to give us a strong foundation and, you know, even more broadly on the emotional level, on the mental level, and on the spiritual level. It's magnificent.
Thank you.
Really, bless you and your mission and all that you're bringing forth.
God bless you, too, for your effort. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. It's a great experience to be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you all for being with us, for having interest in new developments like this. You're so much appreciated. So I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful evening or day if you're listening to the replay. The replay will be up immediately. You just go to www.youawakening.com/replay. And it will be up this evening, and feel free to share that link. And I made a little decision earlier today. Tom, I hope you're okay with this. I made this call downloadable so that anyone can have this permanently and share it freely.
Of course, please.
It just felt like what Scalar Energy would do.
Of course. I welcome that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, and take care.